just for a moment. And I give people a chance to be seated. If you were born in between 1980 and 2000, stand up. By the time you guys get down to the room, we'll be done. You can if you want to, unless you want some exercise. Only because I'm going to release you quick. I'm not going to keep you. It's 8:31 already, and many of you it's past your bedtime, and you need to take your medications. Something like that. If you were born in 1980, between 1980 and 2000, stand up. Okay. All right. So let me just kind of lower myself because I was born 21 years before 1980. Something like that, yeah. Okay. So these have been labeled as millennials. Sister Lauren, were you born in the 80s? How about you, Sister Diana? 79? 77? That's the year I graduated from high school. My gosh. Praise God. She just came in the world and I graduated from high school. I was walking across the stage. You were probably sucking on a pacifier. Okay, so take a look at these. These are targeted. Targeted people. Targeted age group. And I think they don't fall in that category. But close to it, it kind of comprises them, that age of 18 to 35. Let's see, 1980, 35. So it would be like one more year. But anyways, these are the target that many, whether they're politicians or whether they're in the church or whether they're the quote-unquote experts, are targeting this generation. They are supposed to be the most highly intelligent generation. They grew up with computers in their homes. You know, some of us, we're still kind of gray or green in that area with computers, but this generation has come up with computers right there before them. They are tech savvy, not all of them, but their generation is tech savvy. They live by this. They are more hooked on this than any other generation. Smartphone. They can't exist. They can't go without this. Matter of fact, they probably can't go 2 minutes without it. They're worse than a crackhead with their yes, it's like an addiction. Without this, they can't go very long without checking. They're the social media generation. Their generation is a generation that is not going to be, let me put it this way. The experts say that they are a generation that will not be going to church. They'll be religious in some form, but they will not go to church. They don't see the importance of organized religion. And they got so much information out there that it says for many of them, they do fact checks on sermons while preachers are preaching. And it's a generation that depending on who you are and what you're all about, you're trying to push them in a direction. Bill Gates said this, I don't know what day it was recent. He said that by 2035, there will be I'll put it this way, paraphrase, there will be very few poverty-stricken countries. He says by 2035, majority of the countries will be wealthy. And with this generation here, their number one goal is wealth. They want to be wealthy. They religion is on a lower scale as far as priority. Relationship with God doesn't mean all that much. I'm not talking about you guys, but this is your generation. And this is something that we want to give attention to, focus on. Because, look, I mean, you guys are probably almost half of the congregation, you know? And you're at that young age where you got the running spirit. By that, I mean, all you need is the vision, and you'll run with the vision and help to bring it to pass. And so we, it's not like we're going to spend the rest of our days focusing in on this generation, but for a time, we're going to spend some time in seeing what the Lord will lead us to do in order to win. Because many of those that are coming in now are right in your age group. You know, the last few people that have come in were 21, 22 years of age. And God wants to reach and win this generation. I was 24, bordering 25. I'm part of that baby boomers generation. And most of us that are still sitting are part of the baby boomers generation. And so we, and you're the offspring of the baby boomers. So I know, I believe I was a target in my day when I came in to the saving knowledge of Jesus, because I came in on a wave of revival in the 80s, 84, February 26, 1984. I came in on a revival, a wave of a revival. And revival is going to go on now. Now, experts and governing officials don't want your generation to have God as a priority. They want that to be lesser. They want you to focus in on education. They want you to focus in on being wealthy. They want you to focus in. These are some of the leading things about your generation. Narcissism. Anybody know what narcissism is all about? Sister, you know, Sister Lauren, were you born in 1980? Yeah, you were born in the 80s. You got to stand up. So, y'all tired? You're born in the 80s? What's up, husband and wife? Don't y'all pull no? No. Narcissism. You're obsessed with yourself. I'm not saying that about you. I'm saying that about the generation. It's all about me. It's a me generation. Some are trying to define it as a we generation, and they say that your generation is going to be more focused on community and trying to solve problems. You're coming up under a time where jobs are few, and so even though your generation will be highly educated, you won't have the jobs in order to make the money. And so it'll take longer for you to even migrate to the adult stage, according to the experts. And the Church of the Living God is going to do something about this. Amen. 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 So I'm going to be sharing some things with you. And, you know, we're out of time now. But you share with the generation as well. And I'm not forgetting about all of our other generations. You know, many of them are falling into that silent. Amen, Sister. Amen, Sister. Sister Vivian. I'm not forgetting about. But, you know, many fall into that silent generation that, you know, just doesn't say anything. They're just kind of waiting on death to come. But then there's the silent generation, then there's the baby boomers, and then there's the Generation X, and then there's the millennial generation, also known as Generation Y, and that's the generation that you're a part of as they have labeled you. Now, we don't label you. You're sons and daughters of the Most High God, if you will, but your generation and your culture and the mindset of your culture, that's going to be key in this revival move that God is doing. So I'm going to let you go. I've said enough. If I go into my notes, which I'm so desiring to do, will be here much longer. But we're going to get to it. Amen? Amen. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. How about you, Brother Ian? When were you born? 1997. So you were born before 2000. Were you standing up? Good. Amen. Because, see, you're going to be one of the main ones. snatching millennials. Yeah, for the glory of God. So, anyways, let's get ready for this harvest that the Father is bringing in. If you notice, more and more people are coming in. And we're not going to be satisfied when every seat is filled and lines are outside. We're still going to be going after souls. But we keep prophesying and keep declaring and keep thanking the Father that the house is full, every seat is taken up, and that there's no empty seats in the house, that the place is packed full to capacity. Just start speaking it. Start thanking the Father for it on a daily basis and watch it happen. Creflo Dollar, when he first started, he was in a school cafeteria and he only had a few people, but he started having a congregation thank God that every seat was full. When it was just 20-something people or something like that, Creflo was thanking God that the place is full. And he kept on thanking the Father that the place was full until the place was full. Hallelujah. And then when the place was full, people were like, wow, you know, it worked. Years later, he's got Faith Dome, ministering all over the world just by thanking God, calling those things that be not as though they are, as though they already exist. So let's thank him right now that every seat is full. Father, thank you. Thank you that every seat is filled to capacity. Thank you, Father God, that people are standing in line to get in. Thank you that the parking lot is full, not for the other businesses, but they're trying to get into these doors of Threshing Floor Tabernacle because they've heard that the Spirit of God, that God is with us. Thank you, Father God, that there's traffic out there on 18th Street of people trying to get in. Thank you, we got to have security guards to direct traffic to get into this place. Thank you, Father God, that we're moving people out of the place. They got to find somewhere else to make room for us, Lord God. Thank you that we're out there in the parking lots, Lord God, because of the overflow. Thank you, we got speakers on the outside, Father, so that the people on the outside can hear. Thank you, Father God, that the days are coming where you will have ambulances bringing the patients here instead of taking them to the hospital because they won't get healed at the hospital. But when they bring them here, they'll get healed. Thank you, Father God, that people will get delivered from demonic spirits, demonic possessions, Lord God. They won't need the medication that the doctors will dope them up with, but they'll come here, Father, and they'll get set free by your mighty power and your outstretched arm. Thank you, Father God, that the news travels all over Antioch and the surrounding cities. Thank you that it's spreading all over California. Thank you that it's going all across the United States. Thank you that my man of God's got to come down and find out what in the world is happening. What is God doing in Antioch, California? Father God, thank you that it's traveling and we're traveling. Thank you, Father God, that we're now leaving this place, Lord God, going into a wealthy place, a place that is larger, a place that will be able to handle all that you're doing. Father, we thank you for the building, the facility, the land. We thank you for the builders, the contractors, the architect. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the plane to travel, Lord God, across the country, around the world. We thank you. Thank you for the lives that are being impacted by the power of the gospel. We thank you for these stations that we're on now. But we thank you for the day, Lord God, when we'll be on NBC, ABC, CBS. We thank you when we'll be on TBN. We will be on CBN. We thank you, Father, for the days, Lord God. CNN and Fox News will have to come and find out what's happening. Thank you, Jesus. We will give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. We will not claim anything in and of ourselves. We just follow you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the leading and guiding of the Holy Ghost. Now cover your sons and daughters. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. watch over them and continue to bless them, Lord. Continue to pour into their lives. Everything that the devil meant for evil, turn it around for glory and honor. Make him pay sevenfold. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, strike the enemy across his head, Lord God, with another wound, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cause your sons and daughters to rise up and give you honor and praise that you rightfully deserve. So I speak over you that the Lord our God, he is blessing you right now. The Lord our God is keeping you right now. You'd be in a basket case, but God is keeping you. His face is shining upon you, and he's being gracious to you and lifting up his countenance on you, and he's giving you his peace right now. Peace like a river. His name, he's given you his name. And his name is on you, and his name is over your household, that he can bless you, that you enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that you, above all else, prosper and be in divine health, even as your soul prospers. And the gates of hell do not prevail against you, because you're the church of the living God. You are blessed coming in and going out. No curse can come upon you, for you cannot curse whom God has blessed. Father, we thank you. Now see them safely to their destinations. May they be refreshed, restored, rejuvenated when they rise up tomorrow. That is tomorrow ready for them, because they're ready for tomorrow. In Jesus' name, be blessed.